Hi, my name's Troy. I go by Troidal Power on the internet. I don't know what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is, but everybody keeps talking about it, so I decided I should probably watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Join me on my podcast where I chronicle my adventure watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's right, it's Trotro's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, hello, friends. I've just watched season one, episode 10 of JoJo called New York's JoJo. Boy, there's a lot that happens in this episode. We jump forward 50 years because as we discovered last episode, JoJo died. And it turns out we're picking up the story with Joseph Joestar, who is JoJo's grandson, JoJo and Arena's grandson. Both of his parents are dead. Apparently, the baby that Arena was pregnant with married another girl who survived from that boat, which I have a vague memory that there was a girl that survived, but it's okay because they're both dead anyway. And so now he lives with his grandma, and he's a real big beefcake. And the episode starts with, well, it's not the start of the episode because there's another B plot, but the A plot is that JoJo, his wallet gets stolen by this kid, and then the kid's getting beaten by the cops, and JoJo just murders the cops. He makes a guy shove his finger up his nose in a way that I'm pretty sure would kill the guy. And then the other guy, he doesn't murder, but he does use the cap of a Coca-Cola bottle to break the guy's finger using Hamon, which is real cool. So then this kid Smokey becomes a friend of the family, and then they're out to eat at dinner one night, and somebody's real racist to Smokey because he's a black kid, and JoJo beats the crap out of him. And in that fight, he shows us that he has like Sherlock Holmes skills, where he like detected that the guy was a fighter and that he used brass knuckles and he knew which pocket they were gonna get. He does all kinds of cool stuff. And then the B plot is that Speedwagon is an oil magnate now, and he has a guy whose name I tried so hard to remember. It starts with an S. Saruman. He has this guy who took over from Tom Petty come with him to Mexico. He's like, you gotta see this, man, it's messed up. And there's a big old like living man embedded in rock with tons of stone masks around him, and there's one in particular that looks just like Dio's masks. I think this is supposed to be Dio embedded in the rock, but I'm not certain of that yet. But he's alive, it's a living person embedded in the rock. And so Speedwagon's like, we gotta kill this guy, man, you gotta use your Hamon ability to destroy this rock man embedded in the wall. And Stanley is like, oh yeah, what if I use Hamon to blow up everybody here and then punch a hole in your head, and then I'm going to put one of the masks on because I want to be immortal like Dio was. So he's a bad guy, and Speedwagon's dead, and he's like, I'm going to make JoJo so angry that I'll be able... I don't remember why he wants to make JoJo angry. But anyway, he does. And so he shows up in New York, and JoJo sees him, and JoJo's like, oh, I knew you'd be coming for me, and so like we're going to settle this. And the guy's like, I'm going to kill you right now on the street. And JoJo's like, what if I punch you really hard? And that's what you think he's going to do. But instead of punching him really hard, he pulls out a Tommy gun and just blows the dude away, shooting into the diner that Smokey's in. Thankfully, Smokey doesn't get hit. But all the people in the diner have to dive to the ground as that guy gets shot with tons of bullets by JoJo with a Tommy gun. And then JoJo's like, that was for Speedwagon. But I suspect you won't be so easy to get rid of. Our war has begun. Because he's like, bullets ain't gonna kill you. And so then the next episode is called The Game Master. And it looks like they're going to Nazi Germany. This is in 1938. I don't remember if I said that, but we're in 1938 now. And yeah, it looks like we're going to go to Germany, where there's a Nazi scientist talking about how good German medicine is. So that's sure to not be upsetting at all. Yeah, I like this episode. I like the jump forward. I think it's very interesting that we're getting the continuation of the story. I had assumed, because I did know that there were multiple time periods in JoJo, I had assumed that we were going to see like Jonathan Joestar and Dio being reincarnated over and over again, which for Dio makes sense. For JoJo, I think we're just going to see different people in the Joestar line. I am curious how many names that start with Joe they're going to come up with, because so far they've used Jonathan and Joseph. Jolene could be cool. That's the only one I can think of. And you could go like Jose, but that's not really it. Then he'd be Hojo, like from Final Fantasy VII. I don't remember how I end this episode or this show. So I'm just going to press stop.